May the words of my lips and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the epistle lesson this morning, St. Paul does what he is oftentimes wont to do, playing with words and showing two sides of a coin to us in reference to baptism. And he opens up by telling us that we have been buried, that we have died. And so the question can be then, well, how can we live if we have died? The answer there is he is talking about our baptism. Now, oftentimes we look at baptism and we think of baptism, but if we're not careful, we miss to see what baptism represents. It is not merely an act. It is a sacrament of God where we understand that God is there providing and restoring a covenant that has been destroyed, that has been separated. And so we, as infants or as adults, whenever we come, we are recipients of the grace that God has given us. Now, those two sacraments, baptism and confirmation, must always go together. Because in one, especially for those of us who were baptized as infants, God is reaching down, the adult as well. God is reaching down, restoring a covenant that has been broken. In confirmation, we reach back up to God, and we accept the grace that has been given to us. But we understand that baptism destroys the guilt of original sins and creates within us the spirit that He wants us to have, that we build on. And so with Paul, St. Paul, he tells us that the old man has died. It has been buried. You see, with baptism, it is not just an event. We do not just remember Christ's burial. We do not just remember Christ's resurrection. We experience it anew. It is much like the Eucharist this morning. We're not just standing by watching. We experience once again as Christ is sacrificed and given for us. And that has often been sold as, or has often been said, a salve for our soul. It is through baptism, as we are buried to the old ways, that we rise to life anew. And because we have risen, because we experience the resurrection of Christ, we experience and we expect some of that grace and some of that hope to be lived even now, even as we live in this earth. So Paul is able to look at us and to tell us, you have died to sin. And so the question that we have this morning is, whom do we serve? Do we serve death? Do we serve sin? Or do we serve God? Now it is true, as long as we live in this life, we will never be completely and totally free from the shackles of sin. They will always be able to reach up and grab us because we are human. There are a group of people who have seemed to have stepped over that bound and to not be tattered by sin, and we call those people saints. But if you were to ask the saints, if you were to ask them, are you sin-free, they would immediately, without hesitation, tell you, good Lord, no. Because they understand the small inklings of their heart as well, that we are not able to see. And so each and every day it is a battle. It is a battle for us to walk the way that God has called us to walk. It is a battle for us to do what God is calling us to do. But we can do it. It may not be easy. It may not be a smooth road, but it is a possible road for us to walk with and to walk in. One of the troubles that we find in modern America is that we have wanted to downplay the importance of sin and downplay even the existence of sin. And so you can look out, and I do not have to tell you all the things that we see each and every day that come up that are sins that are clearly preached against and taught against in Holy Scripture that we have wanted to add as a sickness, or as a problem, or some as just an alternate way to live. No, we must look at them and we must declare them as sin. Does it mean that we hate the person that is trapped in sin? Of course not. Because they need, just like we need, the continued grace of God. However, we must look at the action, and we cannot in any way condone the action. Because if we say that some sin is so difficult and some sin is so big that it cannot be forgiven or cannot be overcome, then we have just lowered the grace and lowered the sacrament and lowered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ to say, well, it covers some, but it can't cover all. The truth is, it covers all. No matter how we are trapped, no matter how deep we are trapped, the grace of God, the sacrifice of His Son, the pouring of that gift, forgives and restores. The trouble is, we humans look and say, well, we don't want that. We humans look and say, well, I'm comfortable where I'm at. But we can't be. We cannot be comfortable. Because our Lord is calling us to something greater. Now, we could just leave this with, well, that's the sins that the world faces. And we could just look at this and say, that's true. All these other people have problems with these big sins. And America is trying to make us accept them and walk away feeling rather good about ourselves. But you see, each of us has that old man still lingering around. Each of us, you and I, still has that old man that refuses to stay dead. And so we are reminded, while our sins might not look as bad as others, and while our sins might not garnish national headlines, we still have sin in our heart. There are still times that we walk away and do not do what God has asked us to do. There are still times that anger, resentment, rage, even, dare say, hatred, bubbles up within our heart. Especially as we battle for orthodoxy. I believe it is an especially easy trap to fall in. As we see people taking the faith once handed down to the saints. As we see people taking that faith and trampling it underfoot, it is very easy to get angry. It is very easy to get a righteous indignation that the righteousness soon falls out and we're just indignant. And that is a trap that we all can fall in. But we need to remember, even those people who are blindly wandering around the altar, Christ died for them as well. And so we pray. We pray not only for them, we pray for ourselves. We pray for ourselves. We pray a prayer very similar to what St. Paul talks about when he says, in running the race, I do not gain the prize myself. I think St. Paul recognized that we can run and that we can fight, that we ourselves can miss that prize because of the condition of our heart. See, St. Paul's message this morning is to everybody outside these walls that sin is real, that God's grace is real. But it's also a message to us inside these walls as well, that sin is real and that God's grace is real. And each and every day, we must remember that we serve God. That we serve God. And we remember the gospel lesson, where our Lord takes it one step further. You have heard it said, but I say. You have heard it said, and all of us probably, we don't do that. But I say, and that's where we may come into danger. But God's grace is available to us as well. May we, as we continue to serve God, continue to do what He is calling us to do, have His Spirit, have His grace, so that we can reach out lovingly to the world to bring them to the throne of grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.